number three.
I felt really bad for Norm yesterday because I thought he was throwing out some quality radio and everyone just laid out on it.
Shut up.
Well, you're to blame for this, Jerry. You and Frito and Jimmy Christopher. So I'm just going to throw this. I'm going to let you listen to this. If you want to put it as a candidate, as a fourth candidate, we can. But just listen to the sorry layouts from Norm's crew as he tries to throw out some comedy here.
The Bob Hayes cart. What an incredible machine. You play around in about 12 minutes. Next, the Ebenezer Ecubon cart. Never ran well here, has been sold to a course in Cleveland. Next, the Mike Ditka cart. You give it enough Levitra and it works great.
God, you know, Norm, we're really not trying to lay out on you here.
I know you aren't, Mark.
Okay.
The Doug Donnelly cart.
And would
cart.
You care if you did?
The Doug Donnelly cart. Very, very fast golf cart painted all white. Next, the Troy Aikman cart. Goes exactly to the point you want it to go to. Uses virtually no gas. Unbelievably efficient. Careful, don't bump it into anything. The Larry Allen cart. Next, enormous, can carry up to two foursomes, runs very quietly. I know you guys want me to start and stop this.
What?
Please don't. Please continue.
Hey, the FCC just called. They're going to fine us if you continue this segment.
Well, I don't want that. I'm at the Cowboys Golf Club. Let's use the time talking to Jacques Taylor about the Cowboys.
That's
next on the ticket.
Let's do that.
You made him fail.
That was just painful.
So he dumped out of his own bit. Hey, that's good. At least Norm is learning. He used to just keep going and keep going and never learned his lesson.
But he's having a good time. I thought those were funny.
Not. George, he has done that bit every time he's out there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put him up for one. But we're going to have four candidates this week just because it's hard to pare them all down. Up next. This is a real tense moment that turned out to be a real funny moment. We talked with Rangers and Stars owner Tom Hicks this week, and we're still trying to figure out what happened to him as he either dropped the phone or turned away from the phone or, as Junior says, got hit by a racquetball Tuesday morning here on the Dunham and Miller Show.
Pursuit winning, so I think the teams are evening out better. Excuse me.
Well, it does appear that way. What team do you think turned it around the most? Was it the A's and what they did? Was it the Marlins, the Angels? What team turned that around the most as far as that philosophy?
Well, certainly those three, and I think, you know, Minnesota and you know, there's a lot of teams talking about the Texas Rangers this year.
Uh-huh. As they should.
All right, now, I don't want to get you in trouble because we understand that the L.A. Kings owner got fined for talking about...
Why would you have to say the phrase, are you?
Well, I was going to ask another question, but you interrupted me.
Here's the great Gordo talking about his interview with Matt Damon.
After the interview was over, he and I sat and talked for a while afterwards, and he just acts like a shy guy that you knew in school.
Did you deliver a whipping?
Huh?
Did you deliver a whipping?
Yeah, because he was dating. He had just finished dating Winona Ryder at the time, and I wanted to smell his finger.
Girl on TV next.
Hey, now, that was not an emergency break.
Yes, it was.
Too. We don't say things like that.
That was an accident.
Well, an accident can be an emergency break.
No.
I misspoke. And number three.